KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A group of Democratic lawmakers are warning that an election bill would make it more difficult for Native Americans to vote in national elections. Christina Onnestad has more.
Democratic senators from California, Hawaii, and Oregon are warning the SAVE Act would disenfranchise Native American voting rights. A letter sent to Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum says the requirement that voters use ID to register, which shows the place of birth, would be hard to meet since the majority of tribal IDs lack that data. The letter, signed by more than a dozen senators representing 10 states, also says the SAVE Act would force tribal voters who live in rural and remote locations to travel significant distances to prove their citizenship just so they can register to vote. Native communities often rely on mail-in voting because of a lack of infrastructure and transportation. The letter says President Donald Trump's executive order on voting penalizes states that accept absentee or mail-in ballots received after Election Day, harming Native voters in states like Alaska, California, North Dakota, and Oregon, which process ballots as long as they're postmarked by Election Day. In Alaska, which has more than 200 federally recognized tribes, vote-by-mail polling sites can be hundreds of miles away, making vote-by-mail essential, the lawmakers write. Among the signatories, California Senator Alex Padilla, Senators of Nevada and Hawaii, and Tina Smith of Minnesota. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for National Native News.
Canada's Indigenous community is, for the most part, welcoming the new pope. But as Dan Karpinchuk reports, many are hoping that the new pontiff, Leo XIV, will continue his predecessor's legacy when it comes to reconciliation with Indigenous people.
The former Pope Francis was praised for his historical apology to Canada's Indigenous people for the role of the Catholic Church in the notorious residential school system. For over 100 years, from the mid-1800s, the government-funded schools run by churches were aimed at assimilating Native children into white culture. Thousands were physically and sexually abused. Many died. Survivors of the schools say the apology from Pope Francis was long overdue, but some, like Geraldine Shingus, say it wasn't enough. There needs to be more dialogue with the new pope.
Not with Indigenous leadership or with the federal government of Canada, but with residential school survivors. That needs to happen.
Meanwhile, the National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Cindy Woodhouse-Nipinak, says there is still a lot of work to do.
I hope that we can work on reconciliation together, continue on the hard work that the late Pope had left for us to finish, and there's lots of work to do.
Among the issues still remaining are the repatriation of Indigenous artifacts from the Vatican collection. And she wants more education around the church's role in this residential school system and to make the world a better place. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The Alaska Federation of Natives will hold its annual convention this fall in Anchorage. The organization has announced the convention's theme and featured speaker. The gathering will focus on standing strong, standing united. The keynote speaker is Natasha Singh, President and CEO of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. AFN President Ben Malott says Singh was chosen because of her commitment to unity and her extensive experience in bringing tribes together to work for common causes. Just recently, after a two-year hiatus, two major tribal organizations, Tanana Chiefs and Tlingit and Haida, announced they were rejoining the AFN, the largest statewide Native organization in Alaska. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com. Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
our time with everyone. I have very bad posture. Sit and drink in a royal tea. Still the life that's inside of me.
Your dreams,
on your face,
adversity. hold on, hold on.
Hold on to
it's
your
dreams. Alright.
Angel of mine,
ask a man for what if you spare with shame in his eyes? Get a job, you slobs, all he replied. Tom said he was in love. He said, don't worry about a thing, baby, darling, the man you've been dreaming of. But 3 months later, he said he won't date or return her call. And she swept them and found that man cutting off his back. And then she heads for the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. They call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a...
Sometimes right now, since I've left the bed, look so sad. The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. But don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So if you're mad, get mad. Don't hold it all inside. Come on and talk to me now. Hey, what you got to hide? I get angry too. Well, I'm alive.
are a shining light. You lit a torch in the empty night. Yeah, you are a shining light. Yeah, you light up my life. Shining light, you arrive and the night is alive. Yeah, you are a shining light. Yeah, you light up my life. We made a connection, a full chemical reaction, but by dark divine intervention.
See you. hate when things are over. So much is left undone.
And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
We'll say that we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. And we're falling apart. Say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think one thing we got.
I alone love you. I alone tell you. I wait for my train to come to take me somewhere just outside of Boston. As I run to find the other sun, and I'm leaving more behind than I care to talk about. Just more pain than this heart of hands can use. As this big world's always spinning, all that I thought I was winning, I never thought I'd lose. This great force, it takes me to the ferry, to cross wind and water so untamed. And I'm on that ship, my life just seems so very small in comparison to everything around. But there's this girl over there, she's got mahogany hair and her eyes of sweet amethyst. I bow as she curtsies, doesn't look like she's gonna hurt me, so I decide to add her to my list. And she said, and she said, yeah, yeah. Won't you stay on the vineyard for the summer? Won't you stay on the vineyard for the year? We'll find a little house down there, no gloves, and our children is all that we'll hear.